We have to go into the files, Barr said. That's where most of the suspects will be.
I understand that. But these are confidential files relating to lawsuits against the police department. They contain privileged information that only an attorney and his client should have. Don't you see? It could be argued that by opening a single file, you've violated the rights of Elias's clients.
All we want is to find the man's killer. We don't care about his pending cases. I hope to Christ that the killer's name isn't in those files and that it isn't the cop. But what if it is? And what if in those files Elias kept copies or notes on threats?